Can I ask you questions? A couple of questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Do you know what a translator is?
An individual capable of taking one language and converting verse or text into another.
¿Sabes lo que es lo que hace una traductora?
Ella conoce ambos idiomas y cambia de un idioma a otro.
And do you know what an interpreter is?
An interpreter? Pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
¿Sabes la diferencia que existe entre traductor e intérprete?
Yo creo que el intérprete es más amplia. No sabría decirte cuál es la definición exacta.
It's very basic. Interpretation is oral and translation is written.
I am, I guess, very young for the profession.
To be a good interpreter, you have to be self-confident. But if you're not, you have to pretend you are.
You have to show them that you're a professional interpreter.
My name is Ezequiel Gómez, and I'm from San Sebastián in the Basque Country in Spain.
My name is Andrea Verdasco, and I come from Madrid in Spain. I'm a freelance interpreter and translator.
I received my training in the Monterrey Institute of International Studies, and it's a two-year program. And it's a very, very well-known school.
With translation, you have a text and you have to work on it and read it over and then make a first draft, a second draft. So it requires a lot of time.
Today's Friday and our conference is tomorrow. I've been translating some documents for this conference. Lem and Andrea translated the other two.
I was in charge of translating the agenda and the bios of the different speakers.
So that's really useful because it gives you a lot of background information and you start getting familiar with the vocabulary you're going to be using. We're going to be talking about affordable housing in DC and housing cooperatives and things like that.
It's difficult to make people understand that we need to be working in pairs, that we need to be two. It's not because we want our colleagues to have work, it's because it's like our brain cannot take more than an hour. Maybe if it's an hour conference, you can do it on your own. But if it's going to be a whole day, you need to be two and every 30 minutes switch.
We have consecutive interpretation and simultaneous interpretation. Simultaneous interpretation is when you're doing simultaneously and it usually requires equipment.
Que han comenzado a subir escalones en el proceso de desarrollo desde el término de la Guerra Fría. En muchos lugares, las tensiones sociales están debilitando la cohesión política.
No se trata solo de determinar la manera en que los grandes países en desarrollo se relacionan.
Interpreting is really tiring because, as you can see, the 30 minutes you're interpreting, you're putting 100% concentration. You don't even have seconds to relax or think about other stuff.
You're not a parrot. You have to listen to the speaker. You have to assimilate what the speaker is saying. You have to process it, transfer it to another language, say it, and monitor what you're saying to make sure that grammar is correct and meaning is there 100%. The better you are, the more invisible you are. They don't realize that you are one of the main actors in the whole scene, and without you that wouldn't be able to happen.
Actually, I love interpreting. I think it's fun. Every day you get a different topic and you work for different people and you work with different people.
I like interpreting better just because it's more fun, it's more dynamic. You go to work, you go to a conference, you interpret all day, then you go back home and it's done.